All right, well, God bless, and greetings to all of you who have called in, both locally and perhaps even around the world.
Sure
is a, it's just, it's an immaculate thing and privilege and blessing to be able to walk hand in hand with the Father. Having graduated college in May of 2020 with a degree in theater performance, you can guess how that turned out. many artists everywhere, and as we go through this past year, entertainment has its ups and downs, and in that industry, we're all about one thing, and that is results. We go in for all these jobs, and we don't choose the jobs choose us. And it's kind of, a lot of us who have graduated last year, we were all kind of wondering, what's next? What am I supposed to be doing? And the Lord has just kind of been sharing with me and teaching me that the results of the world will give you nothing, but the results of our walk together will give you all that you need.
Amen.
So the title of my sharing this evening is The Results Are In, Part 1, because this can go on and on and on. So the next time I share, I'll keep going on this subject. Results Are In, Part 1, The Results of Walking with the Father Hand in Hand. Now you can interchange the title with Resting in the Presence, Maintaining the Christian Walk, you name it. To name it many different ways. I figured I'll start off this evening by sharing something that happened a few months ago. Very recently, actually, I was driving with my brother. He was in the passenger seat, and we were just driving, minding our own business on the 805 North Freeway, and we were about to exit to go to the 8 West. Well, I was driving in the second to the last lane when all of a sudden the driver in front of me slammed on his brakes. And I had to slam on my brakes. I veered to the right a little bit to avoid colliding with him, and that part worked. But sooner than I realized it, boom, a car came up from behind us and we got rear-ended. But that kind of situation, that you can get pretty anxious about.
Yeah.
But we were okay. Obviously, it taught me a couple of things. First and foremost, and most importantly, it taught me that God was really watching over us. Mm. And that we can really find rest in the presence of God. Mm. And that's really what we're about when it comes to our Christian walk, is finding rest and really walking with our Father hand in hand, because the results are very fruitful. I was actually sharing this very incident with a person I know, and he said something that kind of got me thinking a little bit. He goes, "Well, if your faith is so strong, why did God let that happen?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Hang on a second, no." First of all, and then he asked me, why do things happen? If people, pray, they put their faith in God, why do things happen? And I said, well, three questions. Number one, how is their walk? Are they walking with the Father? Are they asking the Father for guidance, for wisdom, what have you? And are they listening?
Yeah.
Because 9 out of 10 times conflict arises between two people because one person usually just doesn't listen. And listening to the Father is all it takes, usually. We're going to start in Psalm 25. And you can read the whole entire book of Psalm and see the subject at work as David just is such a good example of, I think he's probably the perfect example in the whole entire word, that is someone who just, you know, longed to be in the presence of God. Mm-hmm. In Psalm 25, verse 4, show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Now, it's interesting, I think, about that, because God's timing and his plan for each of us is very unique, depending on where our heart is at. He's very good at working with us based on where our heart is at, you know. And everything he does benefits us in some way or form. You know, we may ask him for something and, you know, we're just waiting and waiting and waiting. We might not get an answer right away. We may not get an answer right away. You ever just maybe waited for something or even someone and waiting and waiting and waiting and you just don't get what you want? And it just gets so frustrating and anxiety comes and the whole nine yards. Well, guess what? Our Father makes waiting very easy. I'm sure you all know Isaiah 40:31. You don't have to go there because I can quote it without going there. They wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I'm going to focus on that first part because just think about it. Renewing our strength while we wait. Now, like I said, in the five senses realm, it's very tough to wait for things, isn't it?
Yeah.
But while we're waiting for the Lord, he's not going to keep us waiting for no reason. There's always something that he's going to be showing us. There's always something he's going to be teaching us. Because waiting for the Lord is always beneficial. Let's see. We are in Psalm. We're going to go to Psalm 37. All right. Psalm 37. Again in verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I don't know if you all know about St. Augustine. I don't know much about him. They say he's a saint. He once said this very thing. You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Mm-hmm. And unless we rest in the presence of God, we will continue to be restless. Mm-hmm. And we will always be searching for something or maybe even someone to give us the rest that only God can truly give. And quite frankly, these days, most people are running from the presence of God. They look at their own unworthiness, their own accomplishments, or their own failures. And it keeps them from their walk, and it keeps them out of the presence of God. Remember what happened in Genesis 3, Adam and Eve? When they ate the fruit, they ran from the presence of God. And that is a common characteristic of human beings. I will say the word sin stands for stuck in nature. But the reality is that the presence of God is exactly where we should be running to.
Right.
We're still in Psalm. Let's go to Psalm 23. Very famous Psalm. Very famous. This really paints a mind picture of what it's like to be in God's presence. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, your walk with the Father should be breathtakingly intimate and personal. Hmm. If you've ever put yourself in a situation where there is nature around, green grass, green pastures, you will be surprised of the peace that comes with something that God has created for us to enjoy and be in his presence with. It's funny, I also often think about that. There are people out there that are looking for what we already have. Patience, peace, long-suffering, kindness, boldness, encouragement, exhortation, comfort, and so on and so forth. And these are things that people are looking for. But these are things that we already have because of our walk with the Heavenly Father. You know what? We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow brings. Isn't there a song that we used to sing? Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand. But I know who holds tomorrow, yes. And I know who holds my hand.
Right on.
Who knows what tomorrow's going to bring? Well, God does, obviously. But if there's a chance for me to tighten my walk with my Father, then by golly, maybe I should do it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11. In verse 28, come with me, all that ye labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Mm-hmm. There's that word again, rest. Going back to that verse in Isaiah 40, verse 31, waiting on the Lord is easy because our strength will always be renewed. And we don't have a burden. There's no burden for us because, like Barney shared yesterday morning, if Jesus Christ endured all that he did, then maybe, just maybe, we can go a little bit further with our walk. Just maybe we can listen to the Father a little bit more than we did before. Just think about it. If Jesus Christ endured all that he did, why can't we listen to the Father as best as we can and just follow him and do his will? Well, dots sure connect when it comes to the promises of God, don't they? Mm-hmm. I have this, to close out, I have this little quote. I forget, maybe one of you shared this before. But stuck with me. Mm-hmm. Forgive me if I don't remember who it is. But the quote is, the will of God is not a burden to carry, but a pillow to rest on. Will of God is not a burden to carry, but a pillow to rest on. Now, like I just mentioned, we have no burden because all that Christ accomplished, so that we could have a walk with our Father. We complain every day. There's always something to complain about, it seems, in this day and age, but it's not fair. Not fair because of what Christ accomplished and the connection that we have with our Father and the results that come out of it. Exodus 33:11 says, "My presence will go with you. I will give you rest." And I think that's what our Father is always trying to get across to us. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You know? He has a path and a purpose for each of our lives. My presence will go with you. I will give you rest. And there's so many more verses we can look up. But if there's a call to action, I hope it's clear. Mm-hmm. Maybe challenge yourself to walk with the Father a little closer than you did before. Maybe tighten the screws a little bit. Because we do live in the fleshly realm. And if you ever decide to walk along another person for a long period of time, it's not easy. But walk with the Father will always bear results that benefit us. Amen?
Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you do for us, Father, and thank you for just all that you are, Father. I mean, kind of get lost for words when all we can do, Father, is say thank you. So we pray that maybe we can just walk with you and talk with you a little bit more, a little bit closer as the days go on, Father. And we're going to keep praising you as long as we breathe life. So thank you, Father, for these things. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.